Sex in Stereo by Lemon Letters. Listening is often the gateway to my escapism. Usually it's music, a preferred album or a playlist drowning out reality when I need some time to get lost. But other times, the escape I need is a bit more hands-on and mind-off. Erotic escapism, though, is still often bound by listening. A steady build of anticipation chases a shiver down my spine as I navigate to the little treasure trove of illicit pleasure nested within my bookmarks. And that's when it begins. Every tap on the screen echoes my pulse as it climbs higher. I'm rarely sure what audio I'll decide on until I find the right one. Could be a narrative story-style experience, an engaging one where I feel you're talking directly to me, or just listening to you fantasize as you get yourself, and often me, off. Sometimes it's the bookmarked list of my trusted favorites. Maybe it's a particular user whose voice I'm craving, but I'll know when I find it. The finding is the foreplay. It builds toward the fantasy and release I'm chasing. The feelings I'm craving that only seem to come when there's a voice in my ear that fills my body with a tingle of anticipation and pleasure. A naughty secret in a moment I can carry with me time and again to recapture the fantasy. Despite the variety in selection, I'm often looking for the one thing that never fails to catch the spark of my lust and set it ablaze. I crave dominance. I want to hear your certainty and the desire in your voice. I want expressive, emotive, ensnaring ecstasy, and I want it all at the careful behest of a balance between tenderness and utter ruin. This time, there is only one voice that can deliver such a decadent escape. Yours. With my choice made, you are the only thing I can think of as I hook my headphones into my ears. My heart pounds. My breath catches as my fingertip hovers above the play button. I close my eyes and press it. I hear you. And the world begins to fall away. Well, the outside world does, at least, as your voice builds a new world for us. It anchors the fantasy you build with your words, your laugh, your pauses and gasps. Every sound is a detail that's committed to the memory of our temporary world. Every sound you make, every word you utter, is an accelerant poured on the growing fire of my need. Need that blends with the want and command of your voice in hypnotic precision. Some nights I listen raptly, the full weight of my awareness on the picture you're painting for us. But other nights, I let my touch join the race of accelerant and flame, hurtling me toward explosive release as my fingertips dance over my skin. It's your choice whether it's a long journey or a short one. Both have their place in your catalog of ear candy, and I'm content to meet the pace you've set. My body is willing and eager to please you, and it responds to the requests you make, not just with the racing pulse, but slick heat that gathers and grows, lighting me up with every word, as if you may reach through the headphones and touch me. As if you could ease the delicious ache you're creating, only if I'm good enough. And I will be good enough, though you'll never know it. I'll do as I'm told, a near frantic compulsion to be a good girl, even if you'll never know. Even if you'll never touch me. I can touch me, to your words and ideas, to the growls of your voice and the growing urgency of your own need. Mine answers in an echo that knots at the base of my spine. It flushes my cheeks and chest as it spreads, tingling as it pulls between my thighs and sparks across my skin toward my nipples. My body paces itself in time with you, the build and withdrawal matching your tease so flawlessly it's almost like it knows what's coming. Of course it does. This particular audio is a favorite, and I can anticipate the release of want that you're designing from memory. But even if I couldn't, this dance is familiar. My eyes are still closed, and you are in complete control of the images in my head. Flashes of hands and touch painted in the rich tones of your voice and the vivid splash of your words. The images coming to life in my mind only further fuel the fire that's building with every growl and gasp. Every word pushes me closer to the edge of infinity, toward explosive release cradled in the safety of your voice. And I let you. I get swept up in the growing heat, the anticipation, the need to please, to be pleased. I follow the trail of words to the edge of release, and then, when you tell me it's time, I jump. I tumble into that moment with you, but not a moment before you say I can. Your encouragement rings in my ears as my touch presses and pushes me further until the world explodes. Until the deafening pleasure and my own gasps drown you out for just a moment. It's brief, though, and the gasps subside on ragged inhales that buzz quietly along my sensitive nerves and return me to your words and our world. And you were still there, telling me how well I've done. Your reassurance wraps up those hypersensitive edges that your command overwhelmed into release, and my breathing evens into something more like a natural pace. You offer a couple kind words before the recording ends, and I'm once again alone. When I open my eyes to reality, the room still smells of sex, and my body is relaxed. I am sated, somehow more so at having done this for you, even though you have no idea. You wanted me to. That's why the recording exists. For people like me to do things just like this to the sound of your voice and the words you use to evoke such fantastic filth and wanton want. It works in a way that other forms of erotic media have never engaged me. It draws on my need to have creative control as well as my deep-rooted desire to please. The act of self-pleasure feels infinitely naughtier with a direct companion like you in these recorded bits of otherworldly oral indulgence. But it remains safe. I remain safe in the knowledge that you know exactly what I've done, even if you have no idea who I am. The thought alone sends a tingle down my spine at something being so forbidden and so encouraged at the same time. I straighten my clothes and take a deep breath before I get to my feet, headphones coming out in one fluid motion as I pocket my phone and return wholly to reality. But somewhere in the back of my mind, your voice still lingers, murmuring praise and filth like an echo of our escape. A souvenir. I smile. I take you with me this way, a match ready to strike the ember of that need is never more than a few clicks away.